We're talking right now with GrowMark's Director of Innovation, Heather Thompson. Heather, thanks so much for taking the time to visit with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So obviously with a name like a title like Director of Innovation, innovation's in with the work you guys are doing at GrowMark. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect coming from GrowMark here in the future.
Sure. So we're interested in helping both our member cooperatives and growers to embrace new technology in order to maximize their yield, their profitability, and do so in a sustainable manner.
So to that end, how are you making that work?
Yeah, so I work with our product division leaders to identify areas of challenge where we may have some innovation potential. And then I also am the liaison to GrowMark's venture capital fund, which we call Cooperative Ventures. It's a joint venture with CHS, another large agricultural cooperative. And we're investing in early stage startups that are bringing that technology forward.
And what, so give us an example of some that you can maybe about the startups you're investing in.
Sure. So we've got four different focus areas or fields of play that we look for startups in. The first is in crop production. Second is supply chain, last mile in particular, sustainability, and then business enablement. So think everything that a farmer needs to run their business besides the agronomy piece, right? And so we just made our first investment in a startup after looking at more than 400 companies over the last 9 months. We've just made the first investment in a company called Sabanto.
All right, so tell us a little bit about what they're bringing to the table.
Awesome. Sabanto is an autonomy company. And so they are working to automate tractors of all makes and models. So they're manufacturer agnostic. And what they do is retrofit existing tractors with technology that helps them to operate in the field without a driver.
So what was it about their plan that made you guys excited to be part of it?
Yep, that's a great question. There are a lot of companies that are in this space trying to pursue autonomy. And several of the things that stood out to us about Sabanto and made them different were, first of all, they are a great team of individuals. So, people with former experience successfully leading a startup, a different startup. They also have background in technology, in equipment manufacturers, as well as in the ag industry in general. Another thing we liked about Sabanto is their focus in row crop production. So a lot of the other autonomy companies are starting in specialty crop. And it makes sense. There's a huge labor challenge in specialty, so autonomy is a great fit there. But most of our customers are conventional row crop producers, and so we liked that Sabanto was tackling that challenge first.
So how is this going to help producers down the line by having these investments while you guys going through and finding the technology?
Yeah, so startups need capital to help them grow, to help them continue to refine their technologies and bring them forward so that farmers can actually purchase them and deploy them on their operations. That's one of the components we're doing. But another is we're a strategic investor. So yes, we give a company a check, but we also partner with them to identify ways where they can either have more access to growers can learn more about that technology, and we also help them refine what they're bringing forward to be more suitable for ag-retail operations and for growers. And so it's really a good collaborative relationship where both parties get access to learning and knowledge and can advance those technologies for growers' benefit.
All right, and so I'm assuming with all the proposals you get, you're already looking at new other options for you guys to move into the future.
Yep, it is. It's exciting. We're going to continue to work with Sabanto. They're part of the family now, but it really is on to the next. We continue to look at that those opportunities, and we've got some exciting ones that we're looking into right now.
All right, so farmers out there want to learn more about what Sabanto is doing right now. How can they find that information?
Sure. So Sabanto has a website and social media feeds where you can learn more and even see some videos on YouTube of these tractors operating autonomously, conducting operations. Super exciting. They can also learn more on GrowMark as social media channels.
And if there are any groups out there that are looking to, looking for investment, what is a great way for them to get in contact with you guys?
Yep, cooperativeventuresllc.com is our website, and there's a space there where they can get in contact.
All right. Well, Heather, thank you so much for taking the time to share that message with us.
Thank you.